7:54 and third Thursday of the month means State Senator Alexandra Kasser of Greenwich joins me. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Johnny. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing okay. Tell us the latest from a legislative standpoint, what the legislature is doing or trying to do during this coronavirus pandemic.
Great. I'd be happy to. Well, as you know, the legislature has actually been closed since March 11th, but we are doing everything we can to assist the executive branch, which is the only branch really making policy right now, to assist the executive branch to make policy that addresses a host of issues that people are experiencing around the state. Obviously, tremendous economic insecurity right now, and of course, a public health crisis like we have never seen. So I think the state, actually, the governor has been doing a good job, and he has issued many, many, many executive orders that cover a whole range of issues. There's more work to be done. We're working on a number of things, including trying to accelerate the process for getting antibody testing and convalescent plasma therapy really going in the state. And so that we can, obviously the goal is to beat the coronavirus and get to a place where we can protect people and we can prevent further outbreaks. Absolutely do not want to start opening up things, relaxing social distancing too soon, and then have a second outbreak, which has happened in other countries. So it's an incredible balancing act, and there's a tremendous amount of pressure from all sides. But so far, I think we've been making the decisions that need to be made to keep people safe, and that's really of paramount importance.
One of the things that people have talked about in fighting this is testing, and there are reports that testing's kind of slackened off, but is not where we want it to be. What can you tell us about that and the efforts to get that going more?
Yeah, I agree. Testing is not where it should be, and while testing in Connecticut has increased somewhat, certainly it's increased since the early days when only a few hundred tests were done a day. Now there are a few thousand tests that are done per day, but that's still not where it needs to be. And there have been some positive advances, like the introduction of the Abbott rapid test, which came online really about a week or so ago. But there are only, as far as I know, there are only three of those kits in the state. We need hundreds, maybe even thousands of them, because they can turn around a test. They say 15 minutes, but when I speak to the people doing the test, they say it really takes more like an hour. But in any event, that's the kind of testing we need, and we need it to be available not just to people with severe symptoms, which is the protocol right now, but really to everybody, so we can start figuring out who has had it, who has recovered, and who needs to be isolated because they've been in contact with somebody. So testing is not where it should be. That's all I can say. I keep hearing about some advances in testing, and like, for instance, now Stanford Health, Yale New Haven Health has tests that they're doing with a 48-hour turnaround time, as opposed to the 5 to 7 day turnaround time, which we were seeing for the first few weeks. That's an advance, but it's still not where we need it to be.
And then finally, Senator, have you spoken to constituents about the balance between freedoms and rights and the idea of staying at home and tracking along with the testing? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I speak to constituents every day, and for the most part, I would say everybody that I have spoken to or expressed concern to me they want safety, they want security, they want to continue the social distancing, that everybody is doing until we really are in the clear. And the prospect of relaxing those rules and having some people maybe break them is actually pretty terrifying because it puts everybody else at risk. So actually, people call me to tell me about situations where stores or employers are not following the rules. And because, again, that puts everybody at risk. And so I think what's really been remarkable is that, you know, we are a society built on individual freedom, and that is wonderful, and I celebrate that. But when we need to come together and when we need to act as one community to protect one another, we're able to do it. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing an incredible feat of human cooperation. And it's really remarkable. You know, we're not in a police state. We're not seeing, you know, we're not, people aren't being arrested. There's no martial law. There's no physical threat. It's in a, people are acting by their own will and following these very strict rules simply because they know it's the right thing to do, and it helps them and it helps all of us. And that's really quite remarkable that we can come together and do the right thing for everyone when we need to without any actual penalty.
All right, State Senator Alexandra Castor, thanks very much for your time this morning. We'll talk next month. Hopefully things will be much better in May than they are in April.
I hope so, too. Stay well. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Same to you. That's State Senator Alexandra Castor joins us on the third Thursday of each month. You're listening to the...